here's a story from The World.
Japan experienced a shock when its former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot and killed in broad daylight. That was about 4 months ago. Since then, there's been more shocking news about the assassin's motive. He hated Abe for supporting a fringe Christian sect called the Unification Church. He says the church brainwashed his mother and ruined his family. Now, Japan's government is facing pressure to do something about this religious group that many people see as a dangerous cult. But as The World's Patrick Wynn reports from Tokyo, that will not be easy.
Shinzo Abe was shot dead by a factory worker, Tetsuya Yamagami, wielding a homemade shotgun. He's now in prison. Abe was Japan's most popular politician in a generation. So you might think the public would be calling for the killer's head, but that's not the case.
Some people look at Mr. Yamagami more as a victim rather than a perpetrator of a heinous crime, or, you know, at least being both.
Professor Koichi Nakano is a political scholar with Sophia University in Tokyo. He says the assassin exposed something most Japanese people did not know, that Abe and Japan's ruling party have had a semi-secret bond with the notorious Unification Church. It was started by a Korean couple, the Moons, who said, "We are messiahs, sent by God to save mankind." These are very strange beliefs for Japan, Nakano says. It's a mostly non-religious country.
A lot of us of certain generation knew the Unification Church as a rather predatory cult.
The assassin's mother gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to this church, bankrupting their family. In the wake of the murder, Japan's ruling party, the Liberal Democratic Party, has had to admit that half of its lawmakers have links to the church. Almost none of these politicians are actual members, but they praise the church, often behind closed doors, so that its 100,000 adherents will vote for them. In a country with low voter turnout, that matters. But Nakano says the relationship actually goes even deeper.
Their ties and their affinity with the Unification Church was strong enough to galvanize the followers into action and to provide dedicated services.
Services like free campaign staff and free secretaries. In return, the church gets big perks, holding on to its tax-free status and evading scrutiny for its heavy-handed fundraising.
Their central dogma has to do with ripping people off. I mean, sorry to put it this way, but that's what they do.
True believers say, no, 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 that is not what we do. The church has a big following in Japan, but also in the U.S. and South Korea. And they insist they're saving the world.
Our essence is about humanity, living to help others and just spreading love.
Seita Funato is a devout follower from Japan. He's 22, a charismatic gospel-spreading YouTuber. Just call me Seita, he says. Seita grew up in the church, praying before a photo of the founders, Reverend Sun Myung-moon, now deceased, and his wife, Han Hakja-moon, the female messiah. Seita says they are the true parents of all humans, an improved version of Adam and Eve, who will restore Earth to Eden. Seita's actual mom and dad give a lot of money to the church, and when he was a kid, there wasn't much left for snacks or toys.
Those big donations made our family poor, so I was unhappy about that.
But Seita stuck by his faith and its current leader, Han Hakja-moon, who calls herself God's only begotten daughter. Mrs. Moon often chastises her disciples for not bringing in more converts, warning them, the souls you don't save will torment you after you die. Here she is giving a recent speech in New York through an interpreter.
And there are already many spirits who are in the spirit world. And at the time, they will accuse you. And you cannot stand before them. You'll have to always run away from them. Have you thought about it?
Seita does think about it a lot. Because Moon's followers don't just have to save the souls of the living. They are also pushed to save their ancestors who died in sin. Ancestors are widely revered in Japan, even by many non-religious people. And the church says we have rituals to retroactively convert them for a fee.
We believe in liberating our ancestors' spirits so they don't suffer, and that's going to cost money.
In Japan, saving 7 generations worth of souls costs more than $4,000. But that just covers either your mom or your dad's side. You can save hundreds of generations, back to the time of Adam and Eve, for $40,000 or $50,000. And if you don't, these tormented ancestors can bring misfortune into your life, like sickness or car crashes. I asked Seita, if these rituals are so important, why doesn't the church just do them for free? He says it doesn't work like that.
Maybe you know that in the biblical time of Cain and Abel, they'd sacrifice livestock. But in modern times, we sacrifice money. That's our principle.
The Moons have said in their own book of scripture, quote, "Why are you thinking of donating an amount that's not even worth a meal for lunch? You should be offering your entire life's assets." That is the sort of thing that Abe's assassin, Tetsuya Yamagami, wanted to end. His mother has had a difficult life. Her husband, Yamagami's dad, committed suicide. Then her other son got cancer. And still, she donated all she had to the church. Yamagami originally set out to kill Hanhakja Moon, the true mother, to seek revenge. But Moon lives in the U.S. He couldn't get close to her. So Yamagami went after the church's most powerful protector in Japan, Shinzo Abe. Again, here's Professor Nakano.
Mr. Abe was very much the linchpin of the ties between the Unification Church and the LDP.
LDP meaning Liberal Democratic Party. This ruling party, which is actually conservative, has dominated Japanese politics for decades. It is now examining its members' ties to the Unification Church. I asked Koichi Nakano about this investigation, but he said, hold on, that's not the right word.
The LDP's official line is that, we are not doing an investigation, we are just doing a checkup. So we are asking each members to tell us.
Tell us if you're in deep with the church, or tell us if you've urged authorities not to investigate the group's activities.
That is like asking, I'm sorry to say this, but thieves and potential suspects, have you stolen anything?
Even if the church hangs on to its political protectors, moving forward, its future is still in question. Seita told me, our public image could not be worse. Attracting new members has become much more difficult. In that respect, though it's unseemly to admit it, the murderer, Yamagami, partially succeeded in his mission. True believers, like Seita, have every reason to hate the killer. But when I asked him, what would you say to Yamagami if you had the chance? Seita's answer was pretty forgiving.
Look, he's a complete stranger. But as a fellow second-generation follower, I feel sorry for him. He must have gone through a lot. I'd just say, hey man, that must have been difficult for you.
For The World, Patrick Nguyen in Tokyo.
Funding for this report was provided by the Henry Luce Foundation.